podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Side note. All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Coach and I were talking. What were we talking? We were talking about lots of things. Anyway, has nothing to do with basketball, which is funny. So today we're going to make this quick. We're going to talk about our defensive philosophy. But before we do that, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. If you listen the last couple of weeks, you know how much I love them. Mention Coach Unplugged, High School Hoops, me, and they'll give you $350 off. You will not get a better discount than that. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. If you're looking for the one-stop shop, if you're looking, there's nothing else like it. And the kicker with Teach Hoops is there's lots of subscriptions, lots of things out there. No one's in the trenches like me. Coach is trying to get me to retire, but I'm not quite ready. Not really. He's not really trying to get me retired. But there's nothing else there that, like, that has to deal with all the parents and all that stuff on a regular basis. I do. They're college coaches, or they're running their business. All right, so we're going to talk about defensive philosophy today, Coach. I think is important for coaches and players to think about. So what is your – what do you look for in a defense? What's your pillars? What's your philosophy defensively?
I would say number one is, like, are we able to make stops? Is this going to be able for us, this defense, are we going to be able to make stops?
Right.
I've talked about in the last podcast, can we rebound out of it? I think is huge. You know, and does this put us in a position to win basketball games? I mean, honestly, and then why are you doing it? Like, is this going to make us better? So, just because this, you know, the whole, ooh, this team is doing, you know, the fads, right? There's the fad defenses. There's always the fad offenses, and you want to do it because everybody else is doing it, you know,
right?
Just because, is it really going to be
effective?
Right. And then I think the last thing is that, are my kids going to be able to work together to work, do it well? Like, does this match the group of kids that I have? Does it, and will my kids be able to work together to be successful with it?
I agree. I mean, and you and I have talked off the air about, you know, why I did the funnel down defense. And it's like, here's what I did when I did this is I wanted a philosophy in which I could stop the ball against teams that I could get good closeouts. I could get no finishes at the rim. Okay. And I could pressure and not foul. That's what I was looking for. So I was looking for those things that, you know, that would one defense could specifically do. And when I was building my philosophy or my, you know, with the funnel down and stuff, and I was thinking about what I specifically wanted, I wanted something I could do versus in a man or a zone. Because that's the thing, is like pack line works, but does it really work in a 3-2? A little bit. There's principles.
There's some elements.
Yeah, there's elements of it. But I wanted to disrupt your offense. I wanted to make it harder for you. So, because I consider when you play defense, it's a little bit of a chess match. Like, I'm going to move this piece, then you're going to move this piece, you're going to move this piece. So I'm going to cause you to this. I'm going to disrupt you, and I'm going to cause you to make mistakes. Okay. I also. Good defenses, even if you think about pack line or something, which is not funnel down, but I want to shrink the court. I want to give you less opportunities to score. I want to give you less things that can allow you to score and will make you take lower percentage shots. That's what every defense wants, right? I want you to take a lower percentage shot. Now, are you going to hit some of those shots? Yes. Are you going to hit a 12-footer off three dribbles in a move? Yes. But you're probably not going to hit that at the percentage you need to maybe necessarily beat me. And I think people don't think about conversion in the full court. Can you convert from, because think about what basketball is. It's a transition from offense to defense, right? You're either on defense or you're transitioning to offense, or you're on offense, or you're transitioning to defense. That's it. That's the whole game. And can you transition from offense to that defense easily and seamlessly?
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
So those are the things that I was thinking about when I was doing my pillars, and I was thinking about my, you know, the funnel down is I was thinking about those specific things. Because if you break the game down, it is literally you're on offense or you're on defense. And it's a transition between those is the only other thing that can happen. And how do you transition between them is an important aspect of a lot of things. And then you also have to think of your personnel. You have to think of your team. You have to think about like all those things obviously come into play. But what else? Do you have anything else on that?
I'm a huge fan of pressure. You know, I think pressure is good.
But right. Not letting pressure. People look at the rim and it's like, oh, do I want to shoot this? Yeah. I agree.
And you know, you pretty much broke it down. Like, are we able to stop the ball? Can we close out? No finishes at the rim. Pressure the ball and no fouls. In essence, right? You, no matter how good a shooting team is, you want to eliminate the ability to get them to the rim because it's a higher percent chance they're going to miss shots further out than getting closer to the rim.
Right. And to be honest with you, you should think about the game in terms of what has the game become? The game has become threes and layups.
Right.
What are kids not working on? They're not working on the other things.
Right. So you have to either eliminate one or the other. And I think it's easier to eliminate the layup.
Yep. And then to close out and run them off the line, which is what funnel down does, run them right off the line so they can't take the three.
Correct.
Because you have the trust, like we talked about previously, you have that trust, you have those other things that you know someone's going to be there to help you on those.
So when you say stop ball, I guess, I mean, another thing is like, it's got to be a defense that you can basically make it a one possession game, right?
Yeah.
I think it's really important sometimes, like, you know, are those loopholes, like, is this defense going to force me to have the other team to have two or three offensive rebounds? You know, can we shut down possessions? You know what I mean? Like, can we close a possession with one stop, you know, just one shot, you know, or, you know, giving up a shot, that's it, right? Either, you know, instead of giving three or four shots, you know, is this efficient? I think what I'm looking at is the defense that you have to choose to me has to be efficient as well.
Right. Very efficient. And you'll love this because you're in a big district. You need data to make decisions. So you can think your defense is working, but maybe it isn't. And people that have listened to the podcast know that, you know, it's like, changing defense isn't necessarily bad, but you better know that why you're doing it. And does the data back up? It's like red light, green light, yellow light shooters. Like, you know, are you a green light shooter? Well, defensively is the same. Do I have data to show that this is working or not working? And I think that's an important thing to dive into. All right, coach, until school starting soon.
Yeah,
I know. It's kind of like, it's not good. I want to go back to March 13th, 2020.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I want to go back. No, I want to go back to March 19th. No, March 12th. I want to go back to March 12th. That was March 13th was when school shut down. March 13th, 2020.
I'll never forget March 13th. I remember leaving my classroom ready, started. I had so much things ready for the next week, and I'll never forget that day.
I know. We had lost a hard tournament game that previous week.
I know you lost to Economoff.
Oh man, they just shot. They played really well. I haven't watched it yet. Still haven't watched it. That was my son's last high school game. If you saw my son right now, you'd be crazy. You wouldn't even. Oh my god, it's world. I mean, he is like so. He is so. I mean, all he's been doing is lifting for last year. It's like holy crud. Anyway, hey, Funnel Down is launching this week. Probably it's already launched when people are listening to this because we're doing this a little bit ahead of time. So if you want to get in on Funnel Down, I'm only taking a few people. If you live in Wisconsin, I'm not selling it to you.
Yeah, you go to the State Fair and get a funnel cake instead.
Ooh, I like that. I'm working on the logo right now, but funnel down defense, it does all the stuff I was talking about. You know, you can run in a man versus zone. It disrupts the offense. It's easy to teach. It shrinks the court. It pushes them. It makes them take bad shots. It does everything. And trust me, I am the guru. There's a few things I can say I'm a guru on. I'm a guru on this because I invented it. So I'm the guy. Anyway, check it out. I'll put something down in the show notes. You can check out either you'll be able to buy it or you'll get on my waiting list. And if you do live in Wisconsin and you buy it and I see you're from Wisconsin, I will refund your money and shut you out. So
yeah,
you're going to have to work. I'm going to make you work for it harder than that is what I'm going to do. That's how much I think this is really, really good. Like, anyway, coach is laughing. He's going, all right, let's head off and get ready for school.
Sounds good.
Maybe, maybe not. All right. Bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and like. Leave a review. We love those 5-star reviews. We're going to leave a 1-star. You can skip to the next podcast. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.